right, man. Welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is hour one of episode 693. Jason Lindgren is with me and Cal Washington returns. We're going to pick up on some successes, and it reaches all over the place, from queens to premiers to prime ministers. We got a lot to cover. Anyhow, welcome, Jason.
And a very hot Louisiana morning.
Well, I wish I could say that. We are raining and humid, but let's jump in here. Welcome, Cal.
Happy to be here. Good to hear you guys.
Do you want to lay down websites or contact or anything like that before we jump in?
Empowermovement.org. That's our website.
Now, people who are interested in notices of liability or other legal things that you're involved in, are they going to contact you directly, or do you have groups, or how does it work so that you don't get spammed out?
No, we have a help desk, so there's no problem. We can handle all the emails and et cetera. So
they go straight into your website, and that's cool.
Yeah, or they can write to support@empowermovement.org.
All right, and quickly lay down the kinds of things people would contact you for.
Well, we're dealing with four agendas. That's the smart meters, the 5G, the vaccines, and the spraying in the air. Those are all weapon systems that are being deployed using commercial means everywhere in Earth.
Okay, so let's jump in. There was a queen that you may well have hastened out the door that had given her word that she would never step down, and that would be the Queen of Denmark. Can we jump in there?
Yep. So, yeah, Queen Margaret, probably not pronouncing her name correctly, but she had been the queen since the early 50s, so she'd been there a long time. She was well-liked by the people, could walk down the street, that kind of thing. And one of her mantras was she would never abdicate the throne. This is something people had heard all their lives. She would be there until she passed away. And then 2 years ago on New Year's Eve, her normal New Year's Eve address, she did the normal state of address of the country and, you know, made probably some encouraging words. And then towards the end just said, by the way, I'm giving 2 weeks notice. I'm abdicating. It's time to move on.
What do you think is the role that you guys played in this?
Well, she got 14 notices of liability from the group in Denmark. So 10 on the smart meters and 4 on vaccines. So what ends up happening is you go through the process and then you start billing. And the billing is quite large because it's a daily fee. So the bills of exchange are in the millions and they start to accrue. And then we do a process where we do a notice to debtor. And a lot of times the top people, when they see that notice to debtor series, which is a 3-part series, then they start to panic and run. So this was the first bloodline, if you want to call it that, that I had seen move like that.
Well, it seems to me that they're used to seeing everyone else be the debtor in this world.
Correct. And so the whole premise of what we're doing is taking what they've done to us and flipping it on them based on these four weapon agendas, because they're moving them commercially rather than with military. There's an easy, not easy, but a simple remedy that you can do, because it's all in commerce. So commerce is all based on contracts and agreements and renegotiating terms and money, really. It all comes down to that. So it's very easy to deal with that when they're moving weapons that way, rather than what happened in the Second World War when tanks and armies and armed people are moving down your street. You can't go out there and say, you know, we have a city ordinance here. You can't have heavy equipment moving on the pavement because it's destroying the... They would just look at you like you had two heads, right? But their clever move of getting us to agree to weapons of our own demise is also an Achilles heel, and they weren't expecting anybody to figure it out.
So if we singled out something like the inoculations, they're moving in commerce, so clearly a contract was signed. Do you have any way to even know who signed it or who it was with?
Well, there's a difference in law merchant and in commerce between contracts and agreements. So agreements are a lot looser based on tacit agreement or just your behavior. You don't have to have offer, acceptance, signed by two people, notarized, all that stuff. That's a pure common law contract. But agreements are loosey-goosey, so they get you to just agree, and you can agree by just not saying no. So you'll notice during the thing that happened around 2020, that they were putting commercials on there and really selling it and hugging your grandma. And they had the nice music. Go down and get your thing and we'll give you a donut or we'll give you this or we'll give you that. It was all based on selling used cars. Same tactics.
So that's tacit permission from the people, which we've outlined a lot of times. One of the examples we use is 9/11. It's my point of view that when they set it up with the intention of having it being figured out at some point that it was a put up. Then at that point, people are aware that they've been had, but they don't do anything about it. So supposedly tacit permission is then collected, or that's one of the ways it's described. But if we flip it around the other way, they're in commerce, so money must have been exchanged. What part or who in the government contracted with the provider of the jab?
Well, there was collusion. There's deep collusion there. So a lot of it's through lobbying. So the manufacturers, they put their former CEOs into the regulation department so that they can change the regulation. And then they lobby. They put their people into politics by giving them money to run for, say, president of the United States, for instance. I'm not saying that's the case, but or any governor or any politician has this string attached to them because they got millions of dollars to be put there in the first place. And so that's how they kind of do it. So by the time these people get into politics and they get enough of them in there, they've got control of the whole situation because of money. Again, like you're correct, it's money.
So money has been exchanged. So in the example of the Queen of Denmark, did you aim it directly at her or was it broader? Was the notice of liability broader than just the Queen?
It was broader than the Queen. So it would have gone to the same manufacturers in every country, by the way. So, you know, Pfizer and Johnson, they're everywhere. We found them everywhere. So it went to all those as well. But it goes to anybody who's in a position of responsibility to protect the public, which the Queen would be. She would have sworn an oath of some kind. I can't remember what it is right now, but like the President of the United States has been getting them, Biden and Trump. Any health minister is getting them. Anybody in a position to
intervene.
Yeah, to do something about it.
But in this country, like the guys you just outlined could veto or they could stop it. Is it the same for the Queen? Did she have the power to intervene and stop it?
Absolutely. Every queen or royal in every country has the final veto power on everything.
So how does it work that she gets the documents and recognizes that she's being now named as a debtor and she steps down? Does that change anything? Does she deflect it somehow? Does she remove any force from the NOL or how does it work?
No, because it's addressed to her as a woman or a man. Some people think she's a man, but regardless, it doesn't matter. As a living being and as the position. So it's a twofold, jointly and severally respondent. So it's a man or woman filling a position. So right now, Donald Trump is the president of the United States, where at the end of his term, he will not be the president of the United States, but he will still be Donald Trump, the man. You can't escape it other than trying to escape Earth, which I don't think is possible.
So there's no statute of limitations. If they hid for 7 years, it wouldn't evaporate.
Nope, because this is not a statutory, this is commerce, straight up old law merchant commerce. And so the debt does not disappear. It'd be like the debt of the United States of America disappearing because 7 years went by. It doesn't.
So you're never going after the office. You're always going after the individual, right?
We go after the office and the individual, Jason. So the next person coming in automatically inherits the debt as well. So it almost bifurcates.
Oh, wow. So if the next person comes in and doesn't take any kind of action, corrective action, they're actually picking up the tab on this?
Exactly. So same thing if you bought a company from somebody, you pick up all their current debts. I mean, you can't go, you know, that debt was from when the other guy was here. I'm not paying that. You know, you pick up all the debts and all the liabilities and all the assets of a position.
All right. So the Queen steps down. The NOL is still in force. There's presumably millions of dollars accruing over time. Where does that leave things now? And by the way, why would anyone step into that position of governance? Are they not informed about this? Or, I'm just saying, if there's millions of dollars accruing, why would anyone step in? But let's set that aside. Where does it stand now that she's set aside? What's going on with the NOLs that may have played a role in her removal?
She's still getting billed as a woman, as her, like just her name. and a former queen or whatever her title is, and her son is now also getting it, who took over the position.
So it appears to me that they may live the rest of their lives and never pay their debt. But even if that's true, what you've basically done is showed that they're not participating in what they expect everyone else in the world to participate in.
Correct. And that is, you know, it gets into off-planet type of ideas, because they're claiming that we're all in agreement with this whole system, the whole monetary system, which is, in my opinion, Babylonian in origin, or maybe even older. But because we're taking their system and flipping it back on them, and they're not honoring it, it's actually, we're actually defaulting the system here, the commercial system in an upper realm. So the more that they don't pay, the further they're going into a situation in an off-planet courtroom, if you like.
Well, I suspect the real teeth in this, and I doubt if many people think about it this way, is spiritual.
Absolutely.
Very few people are aware that the major religions, particularly Christianity, play such a prominent role in how the rules of commerce and contracting and all these things are put together from the get-go, and how they're shaped over time vis-a-vis these religious concepts. So maybe it's not so much that they're worried about the bill at all. Maybe they're worried about the spiritual effects.
Absolutely. When the top people step down, they're usually tied to some religious order, or they're very high up in some kind of secret society. I would say even Luciferian, and they know the situation in Earth. They're aware of it. They think Lucifer can actually win. And when they see these documents coming through and some of the things that are written in them, that's what scares them more than dollar figures on a piece of paper, because they know it's all fictitious.
You know, I think a lot of people roll their eyes when they start to consider the spiritual aspect, but I often talk about the greatest gift we were ever given, which is the divine spark of life. And if you notice how things work in this realm, they can't just do things to you. They spend so much effort trying to convince you to voluntarily either not take action and let a thing happen, or to voluntarily do a thing that you wouldn't have done otherwise. And it occurred to me a long time ago, the reason for that is because we were gifted the divine spark of life. They have no claim on that. They didn't create it. And that's who we are at our most inner core. How do you feel about that statement and that idea?
I 100% agree. And that is the crux of the matter here. We are put here to settle an old claim between some beings, one being in particular, and a third of the beings who wanted to actually overthrow the Most High. That's the reason why we're in here. Other than that, this realm is a prison for those who were part of that coup until this is settled. So we were put in here with the spark of God so that it was fair for those who were trying to overthrow God, because you can't overthrow the prime creator, because it's just not possible. But in a free will universe, it had to be made possible. And so then Adam was created, and he was given, number one, in our image and likeness. And one of those words goes to form, and the other goes to instead of, agent for, more like that. So we're acting as. So that's that spark that you were talking about. God is actually here in a form that can be overtaken and can be manipulated. So that's the crux of what we're doing. And we need to understand who we are in this thing and start making choices that align with the full creation that's outside of this realm. We have to understand where we are and what it is, and then take corrective action.
So this is why I admire what's going on here so much. At first, I think I was in line with most of the people saying, there's never going to be any enforcement here. You're spitting into the wind all these ideas. And then the further we got into law, I started to realize that all of it is bound by spiritual ideas and codified in religion. When I began to look at what you're laying down, and people are starting to talk about this now very slowly, I have hinted at it for a long, long time and never openly just blasted what you just said. I have put out the idea of children of a lesser God, which is absolutely what you're talking about. Basically, we're in a realm and we carry with us the gift of the divine spark of life. In the rules of the game here, the creator of any given thing has rights, has claims that they can put on something they've created. Well, what they didn't create is our divine spark of life, which is a fraction of the Most High. And all these systems are designed to try to get around that problem.
Exactly.
That very problem. How can we fool them? How can we? And from the very beginning, yes, when we tumbled down into a trap, into 3D material reality, which, by the way, there are pretty much, as we know now, two not so great neighborhoods. We're one of them. The other one is often referred to the lower edge of the astral, where a lot of people go in their dreams, where you might have nightmares. To get back to the point, in this 3D material reality, you begin to notice things like what's happened to the divine feminine. It's been completely subjugated, which is part of the trap. And this all comes back, and maybe someday we'll be able to talk about it openly without blowing minds, to the idea of the children of lesser gods, because that is where we found ourselves trapped.
Correct. And so everything is designed to keep us from understanding that.
Yep.
And so that's why there's enough in the Bible. I know a lot of people, as soon as I say that, just instantly turn off, but that's okay. That's understandable. But there's enough information in the Bible that you can start to piece together exactly, maybe not exactly, not full all the details, but you can get enough where you can get a glimpse into what this is and why we're here. And it changes your life, because if they can't capture that spark that you're talking about and influence it to want to go in a certain direction, and you go in a different direction, that's when these are not the droids that you're looking for starts to happen. You start to see these, what would be known as miracles, start to happen. So these stories are all in the Bible so we can catch a glimpse of who we are, but they can't tell us straight up. That's part of the agreement.
Well, it gets much more confusing, because there is no book in this realm that is free of what we're talking about.
Exactly.
There is no piece of material. There is no glow in the sky clock. There is no anything. We are in 3D material reality, which is one of the lowest realms, because we were trapped here. You notice how much effort is spent to make us struggle.
Yes.
The moment you're born, already someone's covering your bill. When you're a baby, someone's got to pay for your food, for the roof over your head. Someone's constantly struggling to be able to pay for existence, the vast majority of us. Why? Why is that done? Well, part of it is exactly what Cal's saying, because we can't take our eye off the ball long enough to figure out who and where we are. But the other part of it absolutely underscores and proves the commerce portion of this story. Where we involve in commerce, our very emotions, our very energies are being harvested off.
Correct.
And so while we are struggling constantly, while we are faced with wars and misery and COVIDs and 9/11s and fake shootings and all of it are producing something that is valuable to the people who control the realm. And that is, I mean, how do you phrase it? Emotion. It's human energy. And there are grades of human energy. Some are better than others. The best ones aren't the easiest to get. And so misery and hardship are often the target. And by the way, this isn't just commerce, because there is a system that requires that. It's almost like it's food as well.
Yeah, you could say that. One thing that I try and get people to jar them out of it is, we're the only species, that the living species, that pays to live in Earth, right down to plants, animals, fish, birds, bacteria, if you like. No other living species pays to live in here. There's a symbiotic balance that takes care of all living species inside this realm, even in the 3D. So somebody's introduced this idea of money, that you have to get some money in order to get the apple, when the apple just comes right out of the ground, and the apple has seeds in it to form not another apple, but a tree of apples. So the earth is designed with abundance, and we're told it has lack. And so there's some fundamental lies in here, and we can't see them because they're so big. And money is one of them. And this whole idea that we have to go get a job, go to school so you can get a job, so you can get money, so you can live in here. That's wrong. It's fundamentally wrong.
all the systems are wrong.
Yeah.
When weighed against the gift of the divine spark and what is possible. And it is my contention that even though I know when I look up, everything is part of the 3D material reality and therefore part of what we are talking about and influenced and governed in the ways we are talking about, this is why it's hard to talk about. Because someone who doesn't appreciate the Bible, that's fine. You don't have to appreciate it, but you should know that it's a bit of a rule book for much of what goes on around here. But when you go further, you can't find anything within this realm that wasn't built in the 3D material reality that is functioning as part of the strife system, the system of deception, if you will. But we have absolutely come to a dividing point, which goes beyond the sky clock, which is the way we always talk about it. Well, the sun's going to be here. We're going into a different age. I often say we're leaving the idea of the age of service to self, a low vibrational system, and we're headed towards an era of service to others, which is a higher vibrational. But the truth of it is we have hit a point, and the truth of it is that the people running this realm are in a terrible, terrible position. What they have had going for so long is being challenged in more ways than just us.
Exactly. And what we're doing at Empower is one of those things, because we're taking their commercial system and feeding it back to them, doubling it up. Again, this was from the Bible in Revelation 18:6. It says, take the cup they've been giving you, fill it double, and hand it back. And so it's like an Aikido move. It's not an aggressive move. It's their action first. We counter the action. And therefore, if they stop, we stop. If they keep going, we keep going. And so they're building their own noose and tightening it around their own neck. It's kind of sad in one way, but in the other way, it's like this needs to happen. And sooner the better, in my opinion.
I mean, at some point, the debt and the complete disregard for the rules that have bound everyone here get ignored to a certain point. Doesn't the whole system have to just default at some point?
Absolutely. It's my contention that they are claiming that the system is balanced and is working well. And technically it does. It's like technically the system would work if we were all understood it. But because most of us are in ignorance of it, we get taken advantage of. And then you end up with these very rich, uber rich, beyond rich, and then everybody else struggles to a certain degree. And there's a few people in between, and they're widening that gap. So the system needs to be defaulted in whatever realm is outside of this 3D realm. And we only get glimpses of it. But if we can cause a default there so that a judgment can be made, this thing will be shut down because they're not honoring their own rules.
Well, we can also detect some of the desperation that's going on. If it is true that all of our human energy is basically being harvested and we're being manipulated to provide it, that would indicate that the more people being messed with, the more they get out of it. But what we've actually seen is a desperate bid to reduce populations. So the very thing that they're involved in, like we would call it money, the thing we want to accumulate, they're removing the resources that create it. They're so desperate.
Exactly. They don't have a plan B. They're kind of intelligent in a certain way, but they're also kind of dumb in another way. They can't see the error of their ways. They don't have the ability to, they only think about themselves right now, here, now. That's it. Although they plan for the future, but they don't consider any kind of consequences. And they think they're above that in some way. And so we need to actually stand up and create the consequences. And as you said, they're starting to feel it. And it's not just with what we're doing. There's many things in the earth that are challenging the status quo. And their whole system that they've been building for thousands of years is coming apart faster than they're putting it together. And it's an amazing time to be alive, in my opinion. I'm thrilled.
It's a front row seat. As above, so below. We're not the only ones that have struggled with what's gone on here.
Yep.
But there are, again, many events that have happened, it seems to me, where teachers have come to try to help. I view the Hermetic principles as one of those things, trying to show the foundational truths of how the system works.
Right.
But presumably, at some point, when the divine spark of life is recognized for what it is, and we begin to realize that I am not Crow, I am not this body, I am something much more than just by default, this whole thing comes apart because that situation can't be governed in the way that it has been.
No, because it's from a different, whole different dimension or a whole different realm or a whole different jurisdiction. The lower jurisdiction can't supersede a higher one. And that's like a principle that they can't get around.
Just like the courts.
Yeah, exactly. And when I got to Law Merchant, I found that that was their highest thing. That's their thing they try to keep hidden because that's their final thing. They don't have a jurisdiction above that. Otherwise, I'd have seen it by now. They would have formed it. So Law Merchant being their highest jurisdiction, their statutory jurisdiction doesn't even work. This is why when there's arrests and things like that, I go, you guys are way below all this. And you need to understand that. And it's written right in your statutes that it's that way. And when they look, they like, whoa, we need to get out of this mess.
You know, one of the earliest things I can remember that went out to a lot of people, and you know, it went both ways. Some people were amazed by it. Some people tried to talk it down. Was, Jason, do you remember the bearded man? Was he man on the land that went into that courtroom and dealt deftly with the judge? Do you remember that?
The natural man, yeah. Unfortunately, in the long run, he ended up in some deep doo-doo.
Right. The system can't have what he did. But in that moment, in that room, what you saw was a man standing on his spiritual truth and completely overwhelming a system that was not ready for it, that didn't even consider that it was possible for this to go down that day. It was one of the earliest examples. And we've seen this over and over and over, people making runs at it, and most of them get crushed because they can't have it. One example that gets through and is a success leaves a gaping hole in their dam. But do you want to get anything in here, Jason? I know I've kind of shot off in a direction that I haven't been covering like this.
We were going to talk about the other queen that you also put papers against. Can we get into that?
We can. But just going on the last thought, I know that when I had done things before in court, they do rally and they'll even change statutes to cover up their holes, etc. What I'm saying is I have not seen them be able to get around the notice of liability that we have written. Not that I'm blowing my own horn here, because I had a lot of help on it. But they've tried quite extensively with police, etc. And, you know, a full sting in Montreal, and it came to nothing. They literally didn't proceed on day one. They didn't even have an arraignment. They just phoned everybody, said, we're not proceeding.
I think that's proof of its own, because they would have taken action almost certainly.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because I've seen it before in my own life. They'll railroad, they'll lie, cheat, and steal. But when it comes down to the actual commerce and that being spoken in open court, they don't have anything above it. And that's the problem. It's their basis of their whole deception. Their whole system is built on it. And therefore, they can't challenge their own system.
The whole system is built for containment. Even to the point where if you wanted to go the supposed correct way and do this legally, it's a problem from the get-go. First of all, you've got to be rich beyond belief, because they can do any number of things to just drain you of resources. How many times have you heard lawyers talking about, oh my God, I wonder which judge we're going to get? Well, what does that tell you? If a judge has a rule book and the rules are this, then why does it matter which judge you're getting? And if you have a judge do something, how many times have you seen another court somewhere come back and say, you know what, judge, you did the wrong, you know, it just doesn't happen. The entire system is a containment system. And it's gotten so bad that even if you are rich, you can't find remedy in the court. It's a circle that they can make spin forever.
Exactly. But if you do step out of it and use the fundamental thing that is holding up the circle, that's when they have real problem. And usually that's when they start running, because they don't want to be the one to cause the thing to fall. And yet they also don't want to take the liability of trying to stand up for the whole system against something that's coming at them quite heavily with heavy debts. So it's kind of a catch-22 for them, and they have to eat their own garbage. So, you know, doo-doo, as Jason said. So that's all we're doing, is taking their doo-doo and feeding it back to them, and they got to eat. And if they don't eat it, there is going to be a judgment from outside this realm that is going to shut this thing down, because it will be proven that this system is not balanced and is not fair, which is the claim they're making.
There's the idea that honor is a big deal. And there are people who have tried to make the claim, well, if you go into a courtroom and you can't even defend yourself and you've got to get an attorney, you've lost your honor. You're not even grown up enough to take care of your own self, is one of the arguments they use. But haven't there been examples, and I think The Natural Man may have crossed that line, where a judge, when a judge is taken out of honor, then they're basically done. Or at least that's how it's been explained to me. Do you know if there are actual examples of that being true, where a judge or someone in authority has lost their honor and therefore can no longer hold the seat?
Yeah, I've heard of full courtrooms being shut down and right. Judges being removed. Yep.
Disrobed, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's not often, and they're pretty careful now. They learn as well. Like they counter, they're adept at learning, and they see what comes at them, and then they get together and they counter it and change things if they have to.
Are you saying they were kicked out of their position as a judge or just on that particular case?
Completely removed as a judge, and the head judge of a like your system down in the United States, he wasn't taken out, but he was lowered down to a circuit court judge or whatever.
Usually quietly with a deflection story of some sort.
Correct. Yeah. And so we see this all the time. We see people stepping down all the time on the day they get mail or the day after they get mail. And then the media says, oh, yeah, they come up with some kind of story. But these stories don't hold a lot of water sometimes.
Well, doesn't it mean by proxy that the people who have been served in NOL, who were in a position of authority to look after the well-being of those they were governing, that have not handled it as they would expect any of us to handle it, they've lost their honor, right?
Correct.
So they are now living outside of whatever that means to them, to be in honor, which is the judge is the best example of that I can think of. So that's got to have a spiritual consequence.
It does. And there's quite a few verses in the Bible about judges, and I've used those in my documents. And I've seen judges in cases. I've seen a lot of judges. I was in court a lot a long time ago, but I've seen judges that looked like they were going to vomit, like with the consequences of what was put before them. And you can just see the distress on their face, a huge decision to make. And almost always they choose to defend the system.
I don't know why anyone would choose to be a judge.
Me either.
Knowing what I know now, it's almost like titles and accolades is so important that they just ignore the absolute danger that they're putting themselves in.
Absolutely. They're the focal point of the system. It's their signature on all the yep. orders. That's why you see a lot, well, here in Canada, you see a lot of warrants not signed. And we're seeing it in other places in the world as well. They're not signing them. The judges are realizing the situation, that this thing is crumbling. And it's their signature on all these pieces of paper that have caused all this torment to people. People have been put in jail. People have been fined. People have been ordered to pay somebody when it shouldn't have happened, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's the judges who thought they were going to be protected by the system are not feeling that safe at this point. You're correct.
Well, I've also noticed that not too long ago, well, maybe 15 years or more, when a supposed what they label a sovereign citizen showed up, there were occasions where the judges were amiable to them. I even saw situations where it was almost like, well, you did a good job, but you're not quite there, you know, that kind of a feel of the outcome of whatever went on. Now, they're not holding a gavel, they're holding a sledgehammer. You see time after time when they label someone a sovereign citizen that there's a sledgehammer about to fall. They are cracking down hard.
Yep. Yeah, they are. They used Meads versus Meads, which is a Canadian ruling from about 20 years ago. And I see that so much, even in other countries. And it was about a divorce. And then the guy just took a bunch of processes from so-called gurus and was just firing them in the court without discretion. And the judge was just appalled by it all, had to read it all. And so there's this ruling came down, and now it's bantered around the world.
Yeah. If you're going to go do that kind of thing in court, you might want to think twice, because there are cracks showing everywhere and I'm guessing they're not going to be kind.
Nope.
And you're in a room where it's a court and the ball's in play, but you don't even have a racket.
No.
All right. So let's shift over. We talked about the Queen of Denmark. Let's talk about the three premiers that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. So there was one premier in particular who was a bit of a tyrant talking to the Australian people. I don't know the guy myself, but like during COVID, he was over the top. This guy had had death threats and the police said, we should probably put you in some kind of protective thing. And he said, no, typical arrogance. Well, when he got these documents, he quit within 15 minutes. He gave 15 minutes notice.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he went completely dark in the public arena. We had to have a skip tracer find him. He had changed all of his addresses. He'd put in all his properties into his wife's maiden name and done all these particular things when you really want to hide from something. But before that, with death threats, he was like, no, I'm just going to stay in my house. And we've seen this a couple of times. There's a couple of people who have gone very dark. They know how to hide. And this is somebody with knowledge of how to cover your tracks. But most people only cover it to a certain degree, and you can find them with skip tracers.
What was the NOL in regards to?
Vaccines.
How did you know that within minutes of receiving the dog, was it certified mail or something? Yep. How did you?
Everything's certified. So we have tracking and you see the delivery times, et cetera. So two of them stepped down. And then the third one was a woman. I can't pronounce her name. On her step down in the press, she said, yeah, I went and talked to the other two premiers who had just stepped down. And now I think I'm going to step down.
With no reason.
Yeah.
So I don't really get that. I get the first guy because he tried to disappear. And that really, as far as I know, is the only way to get away. If they can't find you, they can't do anything. But it's still the spiritual side of it sticking to you no matter what you do.
Exactly. Unless you can get out of Earth, you're stuck here.
Like, yeah. Maybe you can quit being recycled or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah. Why are they stepping down? Because it doesn't change anything.
I think what it is, like when I'm telling you, and I had to tell you twice that it's made out to the man and the position, I don't think they see that. This is at the very top, right? So address two, the man, X name, the man, and acting as the prime minister or whatever it is, right? I don't think they see that. It's one of those subtle things that's in there very clearly once you do see it, but that's what I think is happening. I think they can somehow get away from it.
Then maybe they're thinking the next poor sucker will deflect from them or something. I mean,
who knows?
But if their name's there, their name's there.
I know. And the thing is, we generally send to four respondents. So the other respondents see it. They see who else is getting the document at the same time as them. And when they see them stepping down, they're like, oh, this is real? So we see that kind of thing as well, right?
So is this what you're referring to, Jason, the three prime ministers in Australia?
No, we had done a show with Cal a few years back where he had gone after one of the other queens.
Oh, that was the Queen of England.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Who's supposedly dead.
So she's no longer there and her son is now the king. So what's up with that now?
Well, he got notice as well. And the very situation that I got the queen in, which was not based on the NOL, it was a quo warranto and then a mandamus. So that these were prerogative writs that I had done. For the common law writs. So this was prior to the NOL. But the king has, whatever you want to call him, Charles has received NOLs for sure.
And what about Justin Trudeau? He stepped down since we've spoken to you last. Did he just need to get on with important business of appearing in Katy Perry videos?
Yes, he's actually one of my respondents. He owes me several million dollars, according to the bill of exchange. Yeah, so he was one of mine. Also, his deputy prime minister, Chrystia Freeland, she was also one of my respondents, and she stepped down as well.
So there was also some arrests with a lieutenant governor or something like that?
Yeah, we had three people on the initial arrest in Montreal, and it was well-researched. It was a big operation. They arrested them all at the same time in different locations.
Who's they?
These are our members who are sending to the lieutenant governor. Actually, the lieutenant governor had stepped down. And again, one of these people who probably stepped down because of the NOL, then they started sending to his home as the man. He got pulled all of his strings and caused a big arrest.
So who made the arrest? Did the police make the arrest?
Yep, RCMP. It was a big sting. Like, there were 7 or 8 cars at each site for 2 women and a man.
And what were their positions?
Their positions were just people that are sending. Actually, one was the one sending the NOL, and the other two were witnesses. They were just witnesses on it. And so they were all charged with 2 counts of harassment and 1 count of a criminal conspiracy.
And they were jailed.
They were taken down and questioned and then let go at the same time on promise to appear in court 3 months in advance or in the future.
So how did it play out?
Well, another guy got arrested. So by the time they questioned these people, they realized, hey, you guys are just normal people. This is not what we were expecting. I think they were expecting some kind of terrorist group here. And they're, you know, it's just normal people. So they let them go, and then they had another guy arrest, and they weren't going to pick him up. They said, oh, just come down whenever you want to. And then the 5th guy, they just didn't even bother bringing him in. So part of the arrest, they had a search warrant, so they got all the documentation. I think the so-called victim had only given them a bill of exchange and the bill of lading that goes with it. And soliciting money through the mails is definitely a crime. So unless you understood the background of why that bill of exchange is there, it looks like a crime in progress. So now they've read all the documents, and now the police start to back off. They don't even want to touch this, and you can feel it.
Because they don't want to get served.
Exactly, because they can see the $10 million joinder fee for intervening in a private matter. And these are all their rules.
What was the position that initially started this that you served?
The position of the guy was a lieutenant governor who represents the queen, signs all the documents, into all the so-called bills into acts or into law for Quebec.
So it sounds like his idea was to get everyone involved jailed and to describe them as a horrible group of whatever.
Exactly. So this man, he had been the head of the Law Society, like the president of the Law Society. So he knew every judge and every lawyer, or all, put it this way, all the judges and all the lawyers knew him. So he had that. He wasn't at the time, but he had been. And so he has influence. He was also Queen's Bench, which means he's a lawyer of a very high standing. He had numerous medals, and he was a knight in a Jesuit order.
So what was the outcome? Did he step down? What happened after he had all these people arrested? Did he keep his job? Did he walk away?
No, he was already retired. So he had already stepped down, most likely because of the NOL. So he was just living at home, and he didn't like being served at home.
So now he lives at home without honor.
Yeah, well, yeah. So they were obviously listening to us, and I just kept saying, this is according to the Bills of Exchange Act. You guys have to fight your own act. And all these things. And, you know, we can take this to the Supreme Court of Canada. You can't fight your own stuff. We have the right to send to his home because it says so in the Bills of Exchange Act. So you can't get around it. And so 3 months of investigation, they were supposed to appear on a Monday. They phoned on Friday and said, we're not proceeding on day one. So there was no arraignment. They didn't even have to plead.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the top of the hour. We're going to take a short break, but I just want to ask, like, let's go back quickly before we break to England. So supposedly we're told the queen died. I tend to suspect she just changed characters, but whatever. So now the king has inherited all that. How does it work? All this paperwork's there. He's inherited it. Are there things that you do over time to try to keep it fresh or, you know, on the top of the stack? Or is the fact that it has been done enough and that's where it remains?
Well, in true commerce, that's how it is. But what we actually take the honorable route, and we inform a new person that's coming into the position that they have inherited it, and we give them an opportunity to actually answer the document and give them the same amount of time. And then they continue where the last person left off. So they do get the opportunity to answer.
Has anyone ever answered?
No, ever, never, not one. They can't answer. Here's the thing, Crow. We're claiming that the smart meters, the 5G, the vaccines, and the spraying in the air are all weapons designed to harm things. And they need to prove that they're not, and they can't, because they're weapons.
Well, that reminds me of another thing that I'll tell you right before we break. Someone was telling me, and I never got the whole story because they got spooked, I guess. Supposedly, a bunch of these Blade Runners, I'm not even sure which country it was, the Blade Runners are the people who go out and cut down the surveillance cameras,
right?
Or take them out in some way. They apparently three or four of them got arrested, and they were going to throw the book at them, and they were told as much. But apparently they went in and pleaded self-defense. And the story goes that that just completely put the air brakes on everything. They absolutely didn't know how to proceed.
Exactly. I heard that too. And it's brilliant because that's what we're doing. Show me that that isn't causing harm. And they can't because they're
labeled.
Does.
Yeah, they're labeled. It says right on the devices that these are harmful. It is brilliant. Jason, do you want to get anything in before we take our quick break here?
Cal, what are we going to get into for hour two so everyone knows that they want to tune in?
COVIDius for sure.
Yeah. If you want to get into some of that Bible stuff, we can. We can go whatever direction you want. I can go pretty deep. Yeah, I'm not afraid. Yeah.
I definitely want to touch on COVIDius minimus because there were some real successes there. I think we agreed on COVID as one of the things that could demonstrate the power of what's going on. But anyhow, Cal, please tell folks where they can find you. And again, if you're interested in what he's doing, you can submit where he's about to tell you he's prepared to take volume.
Yeah. In power, that's inpowermovement.org.
So what I've always admired once I got over the argument that everyone was throwing that this is never going to be enforced in any meaningful way, once I realized the truth of it, this is just brilliant. In the same way, the Blade Runners claiming self-defense, that you are going at this knowing that the spiritual spear has been thrown and that it has landed. It's just genius because that's not going away. Anyhow, hour one is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episode. Members get access to all the forums and comment sections. They get access to the two-hour film called Shoot the Moon, and they get exclusive access to the solar work if I'm ever able to shoot again with the skies we have here. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back for hour two, and we're going to open with all the success that was shown around the jab and COVIDius minimus. With that, I'd like to wish everyone a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. There it is, man. Cheers.
belief is the enemy of knowing.